Now time for a locker room chat. I'm here with Valley Falls head girls basketball coach Jordan Hale after a tough one last night, but a win on Friday. So kind of starting off with that Friday victory against McLeod, 38-36 win. Coach, another close one. I mean, at that point, you guys are now 3-0. You've had three close victories. Your thoughts on that win?
Yeah, Friday night's win was a very tough win. It was kind of a grinded out kind of game. We actually didn't hold the lead until the last 2 minutes of the game. So we were fighting back the entire game. I felt like everybody was focused. Everybody was on the same page with what we needed to do to execute and get things done for that win. So it was really good to see them face that adversity and continue to push through.
Yeah, and your guys' defense really stepped up in that game as well, getting us some stops down the stretch. What were some of the things that they were doing right on the defensive side of the ball?
So defense is what we talk to the girls about fighting ourselves on. You know, it's something that we can control. A lot of defense is just effort in general. And so I really felt like the girls did a good job of sitting down, keeping tests on ball. We were closing up lanes as the cloud side to attack, especially as the game went on. You know, we kind of started and they were getting pretty much any shot that they wanted. And so after calling a timeout, talking to them about, hey, let's go back to our basic fundamental principles, they really took that to heart and took it upon themselves, each and every one of them, to sit down and guard the person that they were supposed to be on.
So then you guys followed that up, that game up last night. A tough one against ACTHS. You lose your first game of the season, 50-31. Coach, it was a good start, but then the second half just didn't quite go your way.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, first half, we really took care of the basketball. We executed on the offensive end. Effingham made a few changes to their defensive side of things, and it kind of threw us for a loop in the second quarter. We didn't hit a field goal between the second quarter and the third quarter until about the minute mark of the third quarter. And so, you know, they came out of halftime. Effingham punched us in the face with their intensity and their physicality, and we just didn't respond to that the way that I had hoped. You know, after having three close games where we had faced adversity and we had to essentially punch back after we got punched, I was hoping to see that again last night, and that just kind of fell a little short.
Yeah, talking about dealing with adversity, you guys are dealing with some adversity off the court as well, of course, with finals, but also a lot of sickness on your team.
Yes, we've got a lot of girls that are trying to hold it together to get through the break, so we're all just trying to stay healthy and you know, do what we can on a day-to-day basis, and then hopefully when game day arrives, everybody's ready to go.
Yeah, I'm sure you're probably not wanting to use that as an excuse, as everybody's kind of dealing with it, but, you know, sometimes that is how things go. But coming up, you guys have one more game before the break. You guys have a Donovan West game coming up here in a few days. You get a little bit of time to get healthy for it. How much are they looking forward to this to get a bounce-back win?
I think their minds are right and they're focused and ready to go. You know, Donovan West has been a very good contender in the past few years. It'll be another tough game for us coming up, so we're going to have to be ready to excel in the things that we want to excel at.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today, as always, and have a great break and try to stay healthy.
Thanks, you too.
That was Valley Falls girls and basketball coach Jordan Hale here on Locker Room Chat. Be sure to stay locked in. We got more coming up.